From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Support for military action in response to this month's attacks remains very strong. The latest public opinion polls indicate a growing number of Americans believe that the country should go to war, even if it means thousands of troops will be killed. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold has been on the road in the northwest of the country, and she has this report.
Chuck Miller steps out of his pickup at the Ace Hardware in Hermiston, Oregon, and says he has absolutely no doubts about the war.
They cut their own throat. Worldwide, everybody PO'd at them. And we've got a lot of support, and we're either going to get what we want because they either give it to us or we're just going to take it. And I think it's the right thing to do.
Whether it's branded infinite justice or enduring freedom, the operation is as yet undefined. But most Americans have signed up with few reservations. The Purple Ground Zero espresso hut, just off the interstate on the outskirts of Spokane, Washington, feels about as far away as you could possibly get from the real Ground Zero. But sure enough, inside, a kid on a computer is downloading pictures of the towers before and after. And the guy behind the counter is quick to wax philosophical on the subject of retaliation.
The whole basis for doing anything about it is not only human ego, but particularly the grossly inflated American ego that now you step on our turf and we've got to ruffle our feathers and stick our chest out and we have to do something because how could you not do something? So now we're going to go attack somebody somewhere else when they're right here and they're everywhere.
The kid on the computer, Aaron Hodges, listens in but doesn't appear to agree. Like many Americans, he's not ambivalent about war right now.
Yeah, I've never really had any large faith in the overall government. For some reason now I have faith that everything's going to be done to the best of our ability. Unfortunately, there'll be innocent casualties, and I can't explain it, but like I said, I suddenly have this large amount of faith in our whole, in the presidency and the government as far as taking care of what needs to be taken care of.
Although no one's certain how it will be taken care of, what kind of war may be waged, when, where, for how long, or even who it would be against, many people say they're certain it's the right response. At a strip mall in suburban Richland, a sign reads, "They hit the Trade Center but missed America." Vimy Landsman, in red, white, and blue from her hat to her socks, takes tickets at the door of a VFW pancake breakfast. The proceeds will go to the families of the victims.
I think we've turned the other cheek three or four times, and it's time now to take action. I have a grandson that's in the military, and I'm very concerned about him, but he's ready. He told us he was ready and anxious to go.
Go where is a question that hasn't been answered yet. Inside the tiny chapter headquarters, Roy Culver, the VFW's quartermaster, says it'll be a different kind of war, one that needs to be fought here as well as somewhere else.
We've got to clear them out, get rid of them, you know, so that this doesn't happen again. This is going to be worse than a war because there's too many people that are protecting these people, you know. It's going to be hard to get at this enemy, but we've got to do it, you know.
CNN flashes on the giant screen next to a dartboard as people line up for seconds on orange juice. The talk is of New York City, Osama bin Laden, the Taliban, hardly the standard fare. And while most here say they support a war, some are beginning to temper their feelings. Hunched over his eggs, Lonnie Hunter says his thinking has changed since Tuesday's attacks.
I was kind of anxious for something to happen, some kind of retaliatory things right away, but do it methodically and slow and go in and get the person they're looking for and the rest of them.
At a nearby table, Farrell Hopkins says she too was eager for the military to flex some muscle, but has had second thoughts.
Now I would realize what it would be like to them to have lives lost, like, because we feel it here. So that's why I said I'm kind of on both sides of war. I mean, it needs to be done, but then again, there's going to be innocent lives over there that weren't involved that are going to be killed too, so.
Still, most people say despite the risk of civilian casualties, they believe military action should be aimed not only at the terrorists, but also at countries harboring them. They echo the words of the president and put up signs at their businesses along the interstate. Buy used cars. God bless America. At a roadside fruit stand across the state line in Idaho, Julie Saslow fidgets with her purple-tinted sunglasses and says she doesn't really remember the last war, Operation Desert Storm.
I'm kind of mixed, you know. I'm into the peace movement, really, but I also believe that terrorism needs to be taken care of. I just hope that people start coming together more. You know, everybody has all these signs up that say united we stand, you know, but they forget to say divided we fall, you know, so it really is a time for people to be coming together more, most definitely.
And for now, people have. The rhetoric has been rousing. The stores are sold out of patriotism, flags and flag t-shirts at $4 a pop. Americans say they're ready for war, a war against terrorism, but just what that means isn't clear yet. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Plummer, Idaho.